Let's go get an update on Tom Izzo's new recruit, Kyle Austin, MLive.com, Michigan State basketball insiders standing by here on the huge show across Michigan. And I know last time we talked about the bait signing, we said it could lead to bigger and better things for upcoming recruiting classes. And there you go, Max Christie out of Rolling Meadows, Illinois, 6'6", shooting guard, number 13 overall prospect in the 2021 recruiting rankings. Wow.
Yeah, I certainly have to call it one of the best, if not the best, stretches here for Tom Izzo ever, landing, you know, two top 15 guys in the stretch of 9 days here. I talked to Max a little while ago. He told me he actually had made his decision already. So it's almost coincidental that they happened so quickly. They had been on him for a long time, and he had kind of already decided. But it certainly doesn't hurt before you make your decision. It's not going to make you change your mind, certainly, to see a guy like Imani Bates in the fold. And he said, you know, if Imani does reclassify to 2021, that would... he'd obviously be very excited about that. So we'll see if that happens. But, even if no matter what happens with Imani, if he comes, he doesn't come, when he comes, Max Christie is going to be, has all the makings of a great player for them. Great shooter, really long guy who can kind of play multiple positions in the backcourt. He's kind of improved his body, put on some weight, improved his ball handling. They compared him to a Denzel Valentine or Gary Harris and what he can do on the court. So really high level player for Michigan State. They beat out some big names for him and a really good get for Tom Izzo.
Yeah, Christie said, "I felt like it's the perfect fit for me. Michigan State is a place I want to be, in a place where I feel I can be the best version of myself." So he joins Pierre Brooks, like you said, if he does reclassify. Who else is out there right now for Michigan State basketball and Izzo and his staff that they're on, that the momentum from the Bates signing could carry over to one, if not two, maybe even three upcoming recruiting classes?
Yeah, I think the next big name on the list for Michigan State fans is going to be Jaden Akins. He played the last couple seasons at Farmington. He's a point guard, and the thing that I think got a lot of people's attention last week is that when Imani Bates announced and his family announced this new prep school that they're starting next year, Jaden Akins is one of the guys that's going to transfer and play on this prep team. So he's a guy that Michigan State was already recruiting a lot before this, put a lot of time into, had taken visits up there, got a lot of attention from them. And then you add Imani into the fold and you put those two on a team together for the next year. I think that's just going to strengthen Michigan State's chances. I mean, those two would have a chance to play together a year in high school, get to know each other, especially with kind of a point guard wing relationship. I think that's going to even increase the pull for him to go to East Lansing. So we'll see how that plays out. They're technically full right now as far as the 2021 class. I think they would take at least one more if they could get one they like. So I think you could probably count on at least one more spot opening up. They would need two more to take Imani too, but they would figure all that out if they need to, because it would be some unprecedented talent coming to Michigan State if they could get this whole haul and really up those expectations quite a bit for the 2021-22 season.
What run in recruiting since Izzo has been the head coach in East Lansing? Is there something comparable? Would it be getting the Flintstones? What would you compare to this recruiting run he's on right now?
There's been a couple. The Flintstones were one of them. 2001, 2002, you talk about getting like Torbert and Shannon Brown back-to-back years. That was a big one. I mean, past that, that 16 class, Miles Bridges.
Jaren Jackson.
Jaren Jackson was the next year, but Miles Bridges, Joshua Langford, who's obviously been broken down, but he was a five-star too, right there with them, and then Cassius Winston. That was a couple more. That was like four guys, but really having two five-stars in one class, I'd have to look back. It has not happened very often except for that 2016 class, and having, if Imani comes and goes into that class, having two in the top 15, that would be as good as any classes they've had. I think I saw them at number four right now overall in the rankings. That could certainly go up. So it's a very good run for them, no question about it. And, these are guys that, it's because Izzo's put his work in on these guys. These are guys that he's recruited quite a bit. It's kind of coincidental. A lot of them are coming down at the same time. But this is the result of years, a lot of visits, a lot of phone calls, a lot of trips to Chicago and Ypsilanti to see these guys. And then a result of what they're doing on the court. I mean, guys can see that, you know, Michigan State's winning. They're putting guys in the league. That all kind of begets more success. So it's all, you know, there have been some misses over the years, obviously, with them in recruiting. But I think a lot of what they've been doing for the last several years is paying off right now for Michigan State.
Yeah, and you mentioned that Jackson was a year after Bridges. But when you look at some of the talent that Izzo's been putting in the NBA, and I know Duke and Kansas and Kentucky will get all the headlines. But, you know, their Final Four trips, their Big Ten championships, Izzo's record. He's as good as anybody when it comes to creating some NBA talent. And now, you know, you're getting these five stars. It takes it to a level you haven't seen with Izzo.
Right, and I think Michigan State can kind of sell both because, you know, these guys want to get to the NBA, but if they're going to spend 1-2 years in college, you know, they want to play in, you know, go deep in the NCAA tournament. They want to go to the Final Four, too. So, and we've seen some of these teams that are just, you know, young talent collections, you know, some teams at Kentucky, some recent teams at Duke that are these young collections of talent but don't really make it far in the NCAA tournament. So I think Michigan State is probably trying to sell, hey, we put guys in the NBA, but we get to the Final Four, too. And I think they're kind of looking for that mix of having guys like this and kind of combining them with some older, you know, veteran, more talented players. You know, your Xavier Tillmans and guys like that, your Kenny Goins, guys that kind of stay longer and are third and fourth year guys. So you get the experience with guys like that. You add some freshman one-and-done types with the type of commitments that they've had. To me, that's kind of the formula that that's going to work for Tom Izzo that he's been doing for the last couple years. And I think they're going to kind of try to keep doing that going forward.
His name is Kyle Austin. You can follow Michigan State basketball 24/7 at MLive.com. Talking about another big day for Izzo and his coaching staff in the Spartan basketball program. Elite senior shooting guard Max Christie out of Rolling Meadows, Illinois, announced his commitment to the Spartans today. Number 13 overall senior prospect. He joins four-star guard Pierre Brooks a second for the 2021 recruiting class. And also they got Bates for 2022, and he could also reclassify. So things are happening, man. I felt once Bates said yes, you might get a real special group together for that one possible year Bates could play at the Breslin.
Yeah, that's what looks like it's happening, and it might not be done yet.
Kyle, thanks for the update. I know you're busy.
All right, thanks, Bill.
All right, Kyle Austin, MLive.com, MSU Spartan basketball insider, joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine Guest line.